Hi, everyone. It's John, the Heat editor of the She Podcast. When Elsie and Jess were down at PodFest, they did an episode of She Podcast. During the Weird and Wild show of the week, they talk about a podcast from Wondery called Dying for Sex. This podcast talks about sex in a graphic manner, and so did the girls. And also, spoiler alert, Jessica spoils the ending. So if graphic sexual talk kinda offends your sensibilities, no judgment, you might want to skip ahead 15 minutes to the tooltips. But if it doesn't, you might want to pause and get yourself a glass of wine. All right, here we go with the show.
Hello, everyone. She Podcast is in the house. Yay!
All right.
Don't act all, don't rush the stage all at once. Take it easy. Take it easy. We're going to be here for a little while.
And here I thought that we were just going to pretend we were just going to do it without the audience, because I was just going to record the show as if nobody's here.
Well, that's typical of you, but right. No, we're not going to do that, because there are people here.
All right.
So we shall can at we least just gossip about them in front of their faces. That's the right way to do it, isn't it?
We could. But alas, I think we need to introduce the fact that of where we are, because there are a lot of people that might be listening to this that have no idea where we are. Therefore, where are we, Jessica Kufferman?
That's right. There are people listening
and who
that
are
aren't
you,
in front of
way.
Us. Who am I? Yeah. Who are you?
No, you start.
Who? I am Jessica Kufferman. Thank you so much for listening to She Podcasts. I am currently broadcasting from PodFest Multimedia Expo in Orlando, Florida. And with me, as always, my beautiful co-host, who never sheds a hair, Elsie Escobar.
Yay! Woo! And I still have my fairy hair. It seems like now you can see. Now you can definitely see.
This is the first time I've seen Elsie since our own conference in Atlanta. And she has all the fairy hair, not one, not two, but like 10 strands of glitter still in her hair from our event.
It's kind of nuts, man. This is a good thing. I mean, think about it. She actually said that
it
there's people
months.
That have, no, it's five, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever. But still, it works. It works, y'all.
Yeah.
So, as always, I do have a show set up for us to discuss.
So, yeah, we had the opportunity to record from the Harman trailer. They have amazing headphones and microphones, and they brought their tractor trailer, and they have a podcast stage where we're recording from. And, you know, I just thought Elsie and I would sit up here and talk a little bit about the show and, like, shoot the shit a little bit. But instead, Elsie brought show notes.
I know.
It's like the killjoy of all killjoys. This reminds me of her Christmas list, which only has socks on it. Well, that's fine. We'll do show notes. Why have a good time when you can do a pure show live from the stage?
Well,
that makes no sense.
Well, so here's the thing, though. It actually matches up, I think, to what we're like.
Like
kind of matches it up. No, because there are a couple of things. Number one, it's like Women's History Month, right?
Yeah. What's that got to do with show notes?
It has that I wrote that stuff down in the show notes.
Oh. So what's happening now is she's trying to segue. This is what a failed segue sounds like. Anyway.
It's not failed.
It's not fair. But actually, it is exactly what we're like, because I'm very good off the cuff, and Elsie feels like if she doesn't have it on a bullet point, it shouldn't happen.
No, it shouldn't. I will, because I have to read the quotes of all the things that are being
right. This
released.
Is the magic of She Podcast.
Like, yes,
it's our chemistry. It's our bitter banter. It's our this and our that. Okay, so Elsie has some show notes, and we're going to get started, starting with
some news.
The news you can use. For the informed podcaster, podcasting news.
It's Women's History Month.
Well, I think our women's, whatever.
Or is it just the International Month of Women?
I don't know what it is. All I know is that
there's women all the time.
All women all the time. But here's the thing. These are the podcasting related kind of things. So
yes.
Oprah's show.
Oprah's show.
Oprah is now turning her old TV episodes
into a podcast.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, my God. Did you guys hear that? Oprah, do you know how long she was on? How long
she was on
she on?
Forever.
We were
We were already
high school, I think.
Oh my God, yeah. That's right.
I think I was pre-high school when Oprah, well, first of all, she was on Baltimore Station, so I saw her before she was Oprah. I mean, she was always Oprah.
She was?
She was always Oprah, but before she was like,
I did not know that you had the scoop on all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So her shows at first were very salacious. Do you remember that?
I do remember, because she was up against Donahue. Remember
she
Donahue
was up against,
and then
and Sally, and Jesse,
Sally
Raphael.
Jesse Raphael. That's right.
And so, yeah, so she had a very, like, Jerry Springer type show at first.
At first. But then you never know if that was her choice, though. See, that's the thing, because you never know, like, sometimes those producers are
no
like,
power.
you need to do the thing that,
Everyone's doing.
Need to have everybody fight.
Yeah.
And have the stuff.
So that's very interesting. So wait, so that's going to make a very interesting podcast, I think. First, to hear the, I mean, you'll be able to hear like the, so my brain switched cheese and I can't think of the words, but what's a word when you start at one place and then you get to another place? The journey.
The journey. Oh my God.
You'll hear the journey of when she was young and, you know, moving things along to when she came into her own and then started doing, you know, Oprah's book club and Oprah's and Miss Van Zandt, because I can't remember her first name, and when she started using Dr. Phil before Dr. Phil was Dr. Phil,
right? And then Dr. Oz and all of the other things that
I think that's going to be so interesting. Are you going to listen?
So yeah, but here, so in the, I don't know, because I'm going to give you the scoop here, because it seems like, so this is from an article from The Verge.
Okay.
Oprah can't get enough of podcasts. The famous talk show host and inspirational speaker announced yesterday that she'll be turning her old TV show episodes dating back to the 80s into podcast episodes called The Oprah Winfrey Show. The podcast.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, interesting. So yeah, and she says, it says the show won't run every episode from the series. Instead, it will feature certain selections that the first 10 episodes include, like Dr. Phil, Dr. Oz, and Susie Orman. Remember Susie Orman?
Yes,
on the show?
Lovely
Although
woman.
The show has released a trailer. It doesn't include a release date. The show will be available across platforms and isn't an exclusive release. So
I forget who used to do Susie Orman on Saturday Night Live, but the one thing I remember is that she would be like, and I have all these jackets. I have a never-ending supply of jackets. It was so funny.
What?
She does. She has like a closet full of jackets, I bet.
I'm sure she
Blazers,
does.
Blazers, I guess.
I haven't seen her in such a long time. But what else? She like really launched all of these people. So the reason that I'm saying this is because this is a really interesting, look at this sub-headline for that thing.
Take all the IP and make it a podcast?
Yeah, that's IP. It's just like all of the stuff that she has. Like
on the
all take all of your intellectual property and make it into a podcast.
Like, I was thinking internet protocol.
Or
No, you're right.
Yeah.
Take all the intellectual property you have and make it a podcast.
So this is like podcast as delivery mechanism versus its own thing, which a lot of people can actually
do. So we can use this as proof that podcasting is the best way to deliver your content, because Oprah is recycling shit from 1980.
Yeah.
And that's how you know podcasting has come into its own, because Oprah loves it so much
that she's now,
that she's going to put people fighting over whose baby it is.
Well,
on a podcast.
They're going to pick out the best thing.
That is the best thing.
You know she's not going to put that.
I know it's the best
thing. You know. But now, okay, so on that note, because given the Women's History Month and like this big release, this is the second thing that I want to talk about today, is that Apple launched She Creates.
What?
Right. In stores around the world. So what?
Just riding our coattails.
I know. That's what I was thinking. Well, you know, you can't really, you know, think that She Creates. So anyway, so Apple launches She Creates in the stores around the world. And what they're doing is that they are highlighting women in all of the different areas of their platform. So they're going to have events happening at the Apple stores. They're going to be highlighting.
Is this a show? What is She Creates?
She Creates is a whole entire, like, strategy, not strategy, but
a marketing
it's a marketing
push.
It's a marketing push.
Okay.
For the month. And what they're doing is they're doing this stuff on, again, at the Apple stores. They're going to have classes for like our kind of women focused
creation.
Yes. And there are some like music classes that are happening. Alicia Keys is being featured in one of them that is only like highlighting women. They have women, a video highlighting women using their products and like all over the world.
How do we feel about this?
Wait, hold on. And then they're also going to be highlighting the she creates like this in podcasts as well, in Apple Podcasts. They're going to be focusing in on that as well. So
well, how do we feel about this?
Look at that.
Apple celebrates International Women's Day with a special Today at Apple series. Editorial collections on the Apple TV app, Apple Podcasts, and Apple Books, features on the App Store, and Apple Watch Activity Challenge.
Yeah, it's all she creates.
So basically, they saved up every single thing they could possibly offer to a woman and then made it just all launch in March.
Yeah.
And then when March is over, we'll go back to being white and male the whole time. Is that what's happening?
I don't know. Maybe. Dude. I mean, they're doing some nice stuff.
They are. But why why do we have to have a month in order for them to feature women and do classes for women musicians?
I don't know.
Like, I'm a little resentful. I feel
a
little
bitter
about
it. Should happen all the time? It's they, like so.
Shouldn't
okay,
it happen
Apple's
all the time? Shouldn't they just rotate just, out highlighting women, highlighting people of color, highlighting LGBTQ?
Well, they
highlighting
do.
People who are
but it's
handy,
like,
capable, and whatever else
they
there
have
is.
That already happening. But I think this is a direct thing.
Indigenous like,
this
people is a, and
it says Apple's senior vice
immigrants.
President of retail plus people, because that's a thing.
Plus people?
Yeah, it says it's that's what his title is. Apple's senior vice president of retail plus people.
Wait, is it plus people?
No, it's
or is
plus
it plus people.
People? Retail. That's his title. Vice President of Retail plus People.
He's the VP of Retail, and also he's the VP of People. He wishes.
And he says, we're thrilled to recognize International Women's Day through She Creates.
I mean, that's you know, nice, I mean, but... Okay, so, like, I'm cool with having an International Women's Day or, like, you know, domestic... Abuse month or like breast cancer month or what else is there?
Well, there's like all, I mean.
St. Patrick's Day. I don't know.
They have some good stuff. This could be opening up. I mean, they have, you know, they have like, you can sign up at Apple Sessions inspired by women and led by Apple. A music lab featuring the music of Alicia Keys invites participants to deconstruct her new song, Underdog.
I mean, I think that's great, but. Won't there come a time when we won't need that stuff?
Yes, that's
we'll just
what we're
be celebrating their people all the
all
time.
All the time. That's right. I mean,
I'm starting to think that a good movie would be
International Women's.
No, if we created a scenario in which there have been decades and decades of, you know, instead of women's oppression, men's oppression, and the women go off to work and leave the men home with the kids, and I'd like to see them revolt. Against the women and push for their own equal rights. And I'd like to see, you know, like the artist that isn't allowed to be an artist because he has to stay home with the kids and cook a turkey. I want to see all that.
I don't know, man.
Come on. I want to see an alternate universe wherein which women need to become more nice to men and we have to stop pinching their tushies and we have to stop like catcalling them and calling them beefcake or whatever the hell.
Can we bring it back to what's happening
Fine.
With the Apple podcast now?
Fine. So, hurry.
So on March 8th, International Women's Day, a new curated collection on Apple Podcasts called Changing the Narrative will feature podcasts celebrating women podcasters, shows, and stories. Apple Books will feature exceptional women recommending their favorite books.
That's all right. Nice. This is all really nice.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And you can look. We can even do it for them. We can actually download the media for their press, and we can cover them. We are doing that right now.
We are clearly doing that right now. In fact, you're on the press page, and we are reading it as people who broadcast to other people.
We are doing
it. I feel like it took you a minute to catch up to your own
plan. I know, to my own, like, all right. So
what else is in the news? Because I mean, we're not getting any news while we're here schmoozing with one another and like looking at
we're not
fun podcasting.
I mean, other
toys.
Than the fact that you know we haven't talked about the germs in the room.
So many germs out there.
So many germs, dude.
Ew, especially you, Jenny. I saw
I know we
that.
We haven't talked about the germs in the room because
she
the germs-
coughed on us on purpose. We just had lunch with you. Christ almighty.
Christ almighty. No, seriously.
Okay, raise your hand if you think you have the most germs in the room.
We did have somebody.
We had
like,
someone raise their hand. Thank you for being honest,
yes,
sir.
Yes, I know. That's really lovely.
Truly appreciate it.
I know. Yeah, so there's that. I mean. I don't know.
I don't have very much updated information. I know that there were cases very close to where I live yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And then I also saw, of course, because Scott sends me an update like every half hour, but I don't get to read them all right when he sends them, so I feel behind. But like he said that if you are over 60 or immune compromised, then you should not
ever leave the house again. Yeah.
Not ever again.
Well,
until it blows over. So.
And now is when? April, according to Donald Trump.
Hopefully before October. Anytime.
Hopefully before October. Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of scary when you're told to stay inside.
Is it really? I know that
you... Do you not feel scared?
No, dude. I am... You have to remember where I live.
People?
I don't have people around me. I am essentially quarantined like all day, every day.
Your life is a quarantine.
Exactly. So, if I come out... There's like nothing.
You have no neighbors. Dying from a mosquito bite.
Yeah. Or being knocked or being trampled by a goat.
Sad, but true.
Yes. So we don't really, and then people, you know, yeah, there's nothing. I don't even have a coffee shop nearby.
Yeah, but you do go to those like twice a week. I do go into town three times a week.
But what I'm saying is that if like, let's say our homeschool co-op, gets canceled, it's like the same.
You're like, cool, whatever.
Yeah, like there's no extra.
But meanwhile, if the JCC no longer allows people to come in there because it does serve seniors as well as my schmoodle.
That's right.
Then
you're not going to be able to podcast again.
Who's going to be his parent? Because it ain't going to be me.
That's right.
I'm going to quit and go live with you.
Dude, you know what Randy said to me?
What?
He said, if you get this thing, we're going to send you over to the other house.
The other house. The house we do not speak of. House of the others. Oh, my God. Did you look at him with hurt in your eyes? I hope you did. That's very mean.
He was like, he told the kids that. He's like, wow. Your mom's going to have to be quarantined in the other house.
That's how Randy prepares. He just prepares the sick person's exit strategy. And first he started with you, which is insulting, I think.
Well, I'm here right now amongst many
people. Maybe he won't let you come back.
Oh, my God.
If that's true, you can come stay with me in Philadelphia. You don't have to go back to, look, Wi-Fi, cable.
That's right.
It's a cornucopia.
Of all the things.
Of cool stuff.
Yeah. So.
So you're not afraid of it?
No.
So. I'm not afraid of it because I.
But you have the people, dude.
Sick, but I live with people who are get very easily sick, and then also there's a part of me that gets kind of angry when people get all up in arms about coronavirus because so like in this country, like so far 6 people have died of the coronavirus, and yet
in this country,
yeah, just no, dude, in our country,
like, no, dude, there's so much more.
11.
Dude, no, there's more.
In U.S.?
Anyway.
No, I don't think it's in the U.S.
All right, y'all.
There's thousands across the world.
We can fact check for all those people who are listening right now. This is being recorded on, what's the date?
March 7th.
7th. Okay, so March 7th, you guys can send voice feedback to feedback@shepodcast.com.
It's under 20, yes or no? Is it under 50? It doesn't matter. Here's the point. The point is that every day, 110 people die of a drug overdose.
Okay.
And yet you don't see everybody rushing around trying to save the world, keeping people inside, buying all the toilet paper.
I get it.
That's a big amount of people every day. 100 people a day.
I know.
I mean, not to change the subject into my own narrative, which is exactly what I just did, as a matter of fact. But, but I'm just saying, like, in comparison, it seems like very little to worry about to me. Also, addiction is not contagious, which I get, but it's not less sad that that many people are dying from it.
Right.
If it was being eaten by bears, don't you think the United States would be like, kill the bears?
Yeah, but you can't kill the virus. I mean,
well,
you can't see it.
First of all, you can see it. People are making little plush models of it on Etsy. There's like little coronavirus stuffies. Did you know that?
No.
Purple and pink.
But that's not seeing it, is what I'm saying. Of course. Did you know that there's a virus emoji?
Yes.
It's the green. Yeah, it's the little green thing.
Do you wonder what virus that actually is?
What is that? No, we don't know.
Oh, I don't know. That could just be phlegm. You don't know what that is. It looks kind of like phlegm. Yeah. So you have the coronavirus on our show notes?
No, I didn't. Oh. But now we can do Weird and Wild Show of the Week because there's a bunch of coronavirus podcasts that have just popped up.
Oh, well, so if you're worried about the coronavirus, this one's for you.
Yeah.
Weird and Wild.
Weird and Wild.
Weird and Wild. Show of the Week.
So there is the coronavirus. There's been like, at least the one that I've been listening to is one by Sanjay Gupta for CNN.
And
it's a daily one. And it is, I think, less than 8 minutes long.
Okay.
And it's really informative. He literally just goes straight into like a specific question, like, should you fly? And then he'll just go into that. And it's like, should you wear a mask?
How much of this have you listened to?
All of the podcasts.
They're so really should you fly?
Well, no, he literally just said, like, I fly. He said he's flown like 5 times a week in the last week already because he flies all over the place. And then he just said that as long as, you know, the disruption is going to happen from externally, meaning the companies might cancel flights and you might not be able to fly back,
right,
or you might, you know, that kind of stuff, that's where the, at this moment, that's where it's happening. Oh, and he was talking about the fact about the air filter, because people are going like, oh my God, you're on an airplane. What if somebody's like super sick and they're sitting next to you or whatever?
That's
and all this
always
stuff.
A problem.
Yeah. But what he said is that the air inside of the airplane is actually cleaner because they actually
filter it?
They filter the air a lot. Like the process of filtering that air happens a lot more so that you don't have, it's not as bad as you think. He said it's better in the airplane. Anyway, you need to listen to that. So I'll have a link in the show notes for that. But the other one that I wanted to talk about, which we haven't really discussed on the show that I've only told you about, is the show called Dying for Sex.
Hey, Dying for Sex.
Yeah.
I know all about it. You know, I know about it.
Well, right? I know you, exactly. But have you listened to the show? Of course you haven't. I don't know why. I don't even know why.
Who has time? Listen, I've been getting ready for PodFest. Who has time for luxurious listens of podcasts when you're preparing for the podcaster Armageddon to come? 2,000 of you wonderful people.
Of your wonderful people.
So no, I haven't. But Dying for Sex is an amazing concept.
It is an amazing concept. You're going to talk about it real quick and then I will give you my take on it.
Yeah, I want to make sure I get it right. So Dying for Sex is a show produced by the Wondery Network. And basically a woman, I don't remember how old she is, 40s?
She's in her 40s right now.
A woman in her 40s is diagnosed with untreatable cancer.
Stage 4.
Stage 4. So rather than get chemo and be in a hospital.
No, she is. She's getting chemo and be in a hospital. All of the things. She's still getting treatment, but.
Okay. She's getting treatment.
Yes.
But she also decided she was going to go on a sexual adventure.
Sexcapades.
So I guess she's single, or at least she is now.
Well, no, she started having, so this is a weird thing.
I'm getting all of it wrong.
No,
just
no,
tell
you're
us
not.
About it, Elsie.
No, you're not. You're actually getting it right. But she started getting into like sexting while she was married with her husband's blessing. So she was like engaging.
That's a nice man.
I know, right?
That's a very nice man.
After they were going
I think I would totally do that if that was my spouse.
So
if he wanted to.
That's what happened. And then
take some of the edge off. You know what I'm saying?
She decided after that they didn't want to be married anymore.
They did.
So then they got a divorce.
She or he decided.
They both amicably decided to part ways.
Probably it's best for him so he doesn't have to watch her deteriorate and screw everyone else on the planet at the same time.
Yeah, that was that. But alas. So anyway, she continues doing the thing. And then she goes all in, dude. I mean, they have like the first couple of episodes are hilarious because it's literally like texting back and forth between she and her best friend. So it's a back and forth best friend BFF thing.
Yeah.
And then
so it's actually a love story, but about her and her friend.
And her friend. Yeah. And so she talks about how she goes out with all these guys and how she meets with all these guys. And she has all of these crazy things going on in terms of sex. And I'm like, what? And it's really like most of the time my eyes go like this, oh, like super wide,
oy,
and like,
oy, oy,
oh my
oy,
God,
oy.
I can't believe I'm listening to this, and I'm like turning 50 shades of pink, and I'm just like this.
Wait, since when are you a prude?
Well, because you haven't listened to the show.
I have not listened to the show.
It is like, I mean, it's
graphic?
Yeah.
Cool.
And, but
I should listen.
It also is the fact that the reason she's doing that is because she is trying to continue living and feeling positive in her body by having these experiences because she is being ravaged by cancer.
Right.
Cancer is just messing
that
her
must
whole
be strange.
Self. And she's going to die. But anyway.
But we all are, though.
Well, yeah, but not that quick. You know what I mean? Like her. Anyway.
All right.
So
all right.
Those first episodes are really more lighthearted. And as you get through it, it gets really multi-layered. I mean, all of the discussions that are going on, they're really poignant there. The show is done fantastically well. The conversations between the girlfriends are so real. And get this. So she has these sexcapades with some guys, right? And then whenever it gets to be like a really crazy story, like one time she was in the hospital, she had to go in the hospital because she was so sick. She had to be there for a month. She had a sexcapade with one of the guys she was hooking up with. The guy came into the hospital. They pulled the curtain, and then she goes, all of a sudden his dick was in my mouth.
All of a sudden.
And then his
guy, I hate when that happens.
I know, and then like her best friend was like, all of a sudden.
Those frisky critters.
It was crazy. And so when they were talking about it, I was like, what? But I mean, anyway, I don't even know where I was going with that story, other than the fact
Raise your hand if you heard Elsie say dick in your mouth. Thank you, Jenny. Clearly, you're the only one listening to this broadcast.
It was like,
and I'm fine with it.
It is crazy, though, but it was insane. And
yeah.
But they were talking about all of that, like the context of what that is. But so here's the story. So what happened is her best friend was like, well, I want to hear this from the man's point of view. So then they have the audio of she calls him on the cell phone,
uh-huh,
and they record the whole conversation.
I've got
and
to
she
listen
literally
to this show.
Says, so she definitely goes like, okay, so how is it okay if I record you? And then he's like, yeah. And she goes, okay, I'm just going to ask you questions. Are you okay with me like asking all these questions? He's like, well, yeah, all right. I'll go. And he literally just lays it all out. Like he just...
How because he feels about what they're doing.
Yeah, and then she did ask awesome. The question, so how did your dick get in her mouth?
Like shouldn't have been a surprise. Like as her friend, it shouldn't be a surprise. Just sticking up for my friend here. Maybe a little warning next time is nice.
But what's really neat is because the story is so crazy and you're thinking like, what? But the nuance of what the best friend was going is like, you know, she was a little hesitant thinking like, well... This must be, like, you'd think that this is, like, this guy is trying to take advantage of my best friend in some
way.
Actually,
I wouldn't. Right? Because I don't know, sometimes they can be kind of men-centric, and they're pretty nice most of the time.
Yeah, but...
It's only a few that ruin it for everyone else.
Right, but getting a blowjob from a girl who's on a hospital bed...
Well, but also, if you like blowjobs...
And she had IVs in her...
And you like the girl...
Well, yeah.
What's the problem?
Okay. Anyway, the whole point is that what ended up happening is that this guy was very genuine and the layered of the story was really riveting in the way that he was talking about what was happening and then the best friend. Anyway, but now
I'm
this
riveted.
Is what I'm afraid of now is the fact that they've slowly started becoming a little more like tingy in my heart, like a little more like cancer.
Ooh, they like each other.
No, cancer is becoming a thing. Cancer is now...
Getting
it's
worse.
Gone into her bones. She's, you know, she has a lot of things going on that are a little extra. And my fear now, and I'm just preparing people, is like, I don't want to listen to the last episode of the series because I'm on number 9 now or whatever that second to last one is.
Are you afraid she's dead?
Yes. I am afraid. And I don't know if I can handle.
Aren't you one of those, you can never read ahead and see if die?
No, dude.
I am classic read ahead person.
I am a read ahead person too, but you've never heard
just
the person.
Google the news for dying for sex. Is she dead? And see what comes up. I'll do it right now. Do you want to know?
No, don't do that. What if it's not? What if it's not even out?
It doesn't matter. We need to know, right? This way, you can mentally prepare yourself. You're gonna cry your face off.
I am gonna cry my face off.
I kind of want to hear
like,
it now.
And I know, and they're so general. Like the whole thing is, hats off to Anand for choosing this. And being able to put it out into the world like this, because this is the kind of show that as a podcast it exists, and I don't think it can exist any other way.
And Wondery, I know, because they came to me asking for shows that might want to do a feed drop. They were really...
You have to explain what a feed drop is.
Every time they talk about it... Oh, so a feed drop is when a show usually professionally produced, like a show on Wondery, will give you like a 6-minute trailer, almost like a movie trailer, but something you would hear on the radio... In a world where people have cancer or whatever.
And sex.
And then you put it on your feed as a podcaster as its own episode. You say something like, I wanted you to introduce you to this show and I think it's amazing. You're going to love it. Our next episode will be on Wednesday or whatever. And then that's called a feed drop. So, when they were talking about the show, like they couldn't even get the request out without being like, you know, this show is like really dear to our heart. Even the sales people were like, we really care a lot about the show and like really passionate about getting the word out about it. It was really nice. It's you think like, that's because she's dead?
I don't do. This is, I'm serious. Like I mean, obviously she will be at some point, but I just can't handle it. What?
Oh, she is.
Oh no.
Sorry. She's dead.
You guys, I don't know if I can handle this. I'm going to start crying.
Don't cry. No, you're not allowed.
I honestly, I don't know if I could, I literally could not, because you know what it is? It's because of the legacy of what it is when you make a podcast like that. And here's the thing. You get to know, you get to, obviously, you get to hear our voices. You get to hear our interactions. You get to know, like.
Are you crying?
I'm not crying. Okay. I'm just sparkly. And then, but anyway, I've gotten to know the relationship and you know how much they care for each other.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm not, I don't know, like it's so intimate and to hear the deterioration of somebody and them telling the story.
Yeah.
And they have audio, like they had audio of when, like one time when the best friend came into the, into her other friend's hotel, not hotel room, hospital's room. And then she walked in and they literally just started recording. Her best friend said, put the recorder on. And they just started recording like right away. Can you imagine just having that imprint of audio there?
Yeah.
It's just, it's fantastic. I was blown away. And so I love this show. I don't know. I'm a really huge fan. So now I'm doing what Hernan wanted me to do, which talk about the show.
Yeah.
But I did. But
and
I
her friend and her legacy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's unbelievable. It is a fantastically nice. Powerful show. But I can also see how hard it is to sell ads.
Well.
It has three ads in it.
Especially if the ending's kind of a bummer, which now we know it is.
Oh, my God. Dude.
Sorry.
Jenny, so you should have. Okay, you're going to still listen to the show, you guys.
I'm still going to listen to the show.
You have to listen to the show. It's amazing. It really is amazing. I just couldn't
No, I'm going to listen to the show. But listen, also, you should. I don't know if you've had this experience before, but I have known someone who was diagnosed at stage four, and it was like super fast when before they were gone. I mean, twice, actually. Once was my stepfather when I was married the first time, and I mean, he was diagnosed and gone within 2 weeks. But he had probably waited too long of a time. Yeah. And then my mom was diagnosed and gone within 8 months. There's not a lot of time for sex when you're like, I mean, she did chemo also, but you know, she felt like shit. She couldn't eat. Like her hair felt
she couldn't,
like,
yeah.
You don't really feel that sexy. Just
well, I think that
assuming.
That's, I think that that's what it is. Like she goes into detail about when
her body's falling apart,
when her body's falling apart, but also knowing that being sexual, being in her body was bringing her a sense of pleasure in some way,
yeah.
Like knowing that she's in it in a way that she didn't have before because she didn't have any of the crap that comes with sexuality when you're, because we all have crap about it. Like, I can't do that. No, that's not okay. And you have all of this sort of like guilt sometimes or built up ways, like you can't talk about it as freely as you hear it on the show. I've never heard, like,
I mean, I'm not Catholic, so like, I don't have those types of things. Are you crying now, Jenny? Okay. I'm not Catholic, so like, I don't have too many of like,
I can't do that, or
we can't talk about that, but I hear what you're saying. It's just like really raw and like, I mean, I kind of do know what it's like to have zero more fucks to give.
Right.
So and I'm assuming it's very similar and that you'll just do whatever because you're impervious to pain because it can't get worse, right?
Right. Absolutely. It was, it's pretty fantastic, but
it's actually empowering if you've been hurt or are in the process of being hurt, like having cancer so badly that like you really have the worst thing that could happen has already happened. So like you're now have the power to do whatever you want, kind of.
Yeah.
That's probably why this is such a good, I thought it was such a brilliant idea when I heard of it.
And the execution of it has been amazing.
You can just die however you want.
Right.
You don't have to die sad in a, you can die with a dick in your mouth if you want, I guess.
You are correct. And also there's conversations with her mom. With Molly's mom, they were kind of estranged.
That's heartbreaking.
Yeah, they had.
I'm not listening.
They're kind of estranged. So, like, you can hear her mom.
Oh my Lord!
Talking about her daughter and all. I mean, it really is a poignant show in so many different levels.
Oh,
it's crazy.
Elsie.
I know it's powerful, but anyway,
Wow.
That was a downer, but alas, it
so
is a
So this was our review
show.
Of Dying for Sex, a Wondery Network show. Check it out.
It's
if
not
you've
a review,
listened to anything we've said while we were up here.
Weird and Wild Show of the Week. Go subscribe. Dying
Go
for Sex.
Go subscribe. What else we got, Elsie?
We have tech tools.
Elsie's tool tip.
Number one, my favorite app, Castro, has categories and promoted posts. So,
okay.
I mean, I know you're like thrilled. Look at you. You're like so excited. But check this out. It's like, it's so neat.
Because look, we're at PodFest with a live audience talking about Castro.
I know, but look, look, people will know. Look
I
at
don't want to look.
Yes,
I'm
you have to look
at them. No, they're much more interesting.
There's like one person, two people, three. People. Okay, three.
Plus some on the side who are slightly amused by us, but only a little. And then some over here who are trying to ignore us, but we're too fucking loud.
And there's some people who are trapped. There.
Right,
that's
right.
There's people who are trapped that they can't go anywhere.
We've already been told by certain sponsors that if we talk too loud, we're going to be in big trouble.
Right. So we have to be quietly talking. But alas.
But of course, they would be men trying to quiet the women down. Jerks. Okay.
I like how
anyway,
I can't even
Castro.
Load this thing. But allow.
She's going back to Castro.
Castro
we're
I am.
Off book.
We are off book. No. See, I'm going back to Castro because people are always, especially podcasters, are looking to be promoted all the time.
Yeah.
Apple Podcasts can only, like, you know, promote you just a little bit. And yeah. Castro has now started doing promoted posts inside of their Discover. Look at how nice they are. Okay. So look at that.
That's pretty
They're
cute.
Very beautiful.
Yeah.
They have nice calls to action to it.
Yeah, they do.
And then they have like find something new for you that is based on
it's
the categories that you listen to. So this is curated
it's a nice
just
interface.
For you. It's a beautiful
it
interface.
It's a very nice interface. Check it out on Castro, the app Castro app.
Castro app,
Castro,
that's right.
Castro. I made it out of clay.
We'll have a link in the show notes. But alas, this is my last thing, dude. This is my last thing.
You brought props.
I have props. And this is from... This is Cloud Lifter. It's the CL-1 mic activator. I just got it over
Lifter?
Here. Like it clef Lifter, yeah.
Lifter.
As
Lifter.
In like lift.
Not
yes.
Lifter.
No.
Lifter. Lifter.
So, you guys, this is an amazing, amazing product, especially for those of you who are like, mics.
It's hard to get off the track once you've gone down the road. You know what I'm saying?
Which track? What is she talking about? Like, what?
I'm talking about nothing. Go ahead.
See, now I'm lost.
No, you're not.
I'm lost. I was talking about...
You had me all on a sexual...
I know, and now we're talking about...
And now you've...
Filtering clouds.
Well, I'm going to... I'm saying...
Filter.
I'm saying the vocabulary is not responding, that's all. Keep going.
So this thing here, like, what it does is, like, there are some microphones that are a little bit quiet. You have to be super on them, or you have to turn the gain up really, 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 really high. I don't know if you've noticed that.
Is that bad, though?
It's not necessarily bad, but there's some of them.
Is it preferred, I guess, is what I want to know.
Not really, because there are some microphones that even if you turn, like, sometimes they're like, even when I'm recording, your voice is, like, super quiet when it's recorded, even if you put the gain up really, really high.
Right.
So what this does is this little device, you stick the microphone into this, and then this goes into your interface. It automatically, like, gets the gain up. So you can, instead of going like this... When you hear me really loud, you can go like this, and it sounds like you're like this.
But that goes against everything we're told as podcasters, which is put the thing in your face.
But that's because there's like you have to work with the tools that you have. What I'm saying is like, oh, you know what? So you know the popping peas that John hates complains about with the PR30 and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if you could then sit back and do your thing this way, and not have the microphone straight up your face, and it could be like. This?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you be happy?
No, because I'd fidget a lot, and I feel like it would pick up if I, like, snort or, like, gulp too loud.
What do you think is going to happen when the thing is in your face? Would you
I don't know. What happens?
Well, that is what John tries to take out in every single
room.
Yeah,
what
all that. And then the gross... You should hear the sounds that he has to take out all the time. No, stop it. So... It always, it literally happens all the time.
I know, but I wouldn't want it far away from me because it's muscle memory. Like, I'd probably keep scooting forward.
And then you'd be like this and blowing his ears off?
Yes. I don't think I could get used to the other. You know, it's the exact reason why people who are in the USA don't drive when they go to the UK. Because you drive on this side. You don't drive on that side. Don't give me a mic that sits far away from my face because I will... turn right in the left lane. You know what I'm saying?
But what if you had, like, you know, your headphones on and you could still hear yourself really nicely and you could, like, be normal instead of, like, having
I am normal. Don't listen to what everyone else says.
Oh. Are you going to kick the table?
Sorry.
Anyway,
saying you would want it to be far from your face.
I'm saying that it's a little bit better because I have to watch my popping peas all the time. So I'm sitting there going like, podcast. And I always have to move my
podcast.
And then every time I have a breath or something that comes in that like I have to breathe deeper, I have to think about moving my face away. I wouldn't have to do it because I'd be far away.
Never occurred to you, and this is way out there.
Oh, great.
That you don't have to care if you pop your peas. You can just
do
it.
I do have to care if I pop my peas. It's annoying. It sounds annoying.
I'm going to give you permission, and anyone else who's listening, that
don't
look at Jennifer Longworth looking at me with the stink eye because she's an editor, and I know that I am not.
How much of a pain is our popping peas to take out? I know. What I have to snip off whenever I even see the waveform, I'm like, oh, pop the pee. So then I have to squish it manually sometimes enough so that you could still tell it's a pee, but it's not popping.
I'm grateful for editors. I'm grateful for pop filters. I'm grateful for microphones that sit away from your face. The only thing I'm saying is you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to be stressed over it. You don't have to do any of the things. You could also, don't get mad, not use an editor and right. Just put it out there without one. And then you can just go about your day like it didn't happen.
I don't know if I can't agree with that. No, because it's kind of like if you're walking around and you're like, it doesn't matter if my dress looks really cute from the front and my skirt is stuck into my panties because I look great. And then you're just walking around and everybody's looking at you from your butt hanging out. And then you're just like, cover yourself up.
But that is a perfect
unless you really want your ass hanging
out. You can just
or I could not worry about it.
Shit and pull it out of your pants and then go about your day like it didn't happen. You don't have to be like, oh my God, who saw my ass? What do we do now? You can just be like, oh, well, ski. I mean, I'm not saying it's a choice. It could be nurture versus nature. You know, like it could be biologically imprinted in you to worry.
I think it's biologically. Yeah, it is because
I'm just suggesting.
Yeah.
That if you like the microphone in your mouth, as I do, you don't get another one.
It's not a microphone. It's just a little thingy that goes in between. It's a thingy. It's a small contraption.
So the microphone is still in your face.
Yes.
That is not what she said, is it?
What?
She did not say that.
No, no.
You said
what
you
I'm
put
saying,
the mic back here.
Well, it is. No, not like this is what I said.
That's far away. This is close up.
It is close up. I know. Okay. You need to go over to the cloud. Where's the cloud filter people? Because that cloud lifter, I'm going to be saying.
Cloud microphones far wall.
Right. I know. I see. They're over there. I know.
Pod Hive.
You're going to have to go over there and you're going to have to stand close and far away from the mic. And then you're going to go, oh, I see what she's talking about.
That wouldn't
just
be entertaining
like that,
for
with
the
that
audience
voice.
If I did that. That would kill the ambiance we have going on here. Right. I'll see the this and the that,
dude.
The back and the forth.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
What else is on your list?
That's it. That was it. That's it. End of the show.
No, it's wait a minute. No, it's not.
Okay. That's the end of my show notes.
Okay.
What are you talking about? We started. How long have we been going?
See, now we don't know because we're not the ones recording it, so I have all the power.
Oh,
she can't
no, she's going to have to take.
So, I want to talk to you about PodFest.
Okay.
And what you think so far.
Okay.
Can we just take like 5 minutes to do that?
Can I write notes?
No.
Just kidding.
Tell me what you think, first of all. I mean, how many is this for you? Four?
I think.
You were in. You were at the Caribe Royal.
I was.
You were at the Wyndham twice, and now here, right?
Yeah. Okay, no, I wasn't. Oh, yes, I was at the Caribe. Yeah, four. That's right.
Because I remember the Caribe. That's the first time we talked about the event.
That was my family. Was that yeah. that? No, my
no,
family.
That's Podcast Movement. That was Anaheim.
No, dude, my family came to Orlando. They went to the beach.
No, that was Chicago.
No, they went to Chicago and Orlando. They went to the beach. How could they go to the
Orlando
beach?
At all.
They were. We had a
I'll
whole
believe
thing.
You. I believe you.
All right.
That's really
when
remember.
Liz Covart, yeah, that's when people
she?
Were talking about
okay,
the
okay,
event
okay.
and all that stuff.
Okay,
you're
okay.
correct. That's when I was like, yeah, no.
Okay.
And everybody ganged up on me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And I had to peel it on the outside.
Okay. But the point is, this is your fourth podcast.
Yes, that's the whole point.
And how do you feel? It's different in a positive way, or hopefully not too negative of a way, but how do you feel it's different this year? Do you
different? I don't really, I think that it's just bigger. It's like, no, it's like a grown, it's like a, you know, when you meet your, like when you see somebody that you haven't seen, like a child that you haven't seen in a long time, and then you go, oh my God, you're so big.
Is that hair on your face? Wait a minute.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like that. Yeah. So that's what it feels like. It feels like you come in and you're like, oh my God, you're so big. You're so grown up. Like, that's what it feels like.
And then from behind the scenes, I can tell you, to use that example, you still feel so immature.
Right.
That's how I feel.
But
I've got hair on my face, and yet I still like Pokemon and SpongeBob.
Yeah, but that's, isn't that the case with
events? I actually do like SpongeBob, and I'm 45. So
I don't
guess
like
it does,
such, that's
so
like
funny.
The awfulest thing I've ever seen in my life. You I do not to, like
because
SpongeBob.
You haven't seen the first season.
No, it's because I don't like the frenetic.
You haven't seen
aspect.
The first season. I'm telling you, it's important. Look at Jennifer. It's important. The first season, F is for friends that do stuff together.
Oh my
U
God.
U is for ukulele.
No way.
And is for anything and anything at all down here in the deep blue sea. Okay, I'm done.
Okay.
Okay, so.
So yeah, that's what I feel. I feel like it's grown up. And it's,
are
I
you
wish.
Having a good, a better time and not better time? Are you having
I
a time?
I just wish that there was time for processing while we go to events, because it feels like there is like no time mostly because we're always doing stuff.
Yeah.
So in that respect, it's the same.
Yeah.
But I wish that there was a little more, but that's not for you to solve. That's not a problem you can solve.
Why do you think that is a habit that events fill every moment of your time? Like, I mean, I don't know how many other events you go to besides these. And like, I don't go to that many, but I do notice that like Podcast Movement, for example, it's almost like if you have 5 minutes to go to your room, the place will implode.
Right.
Why? Like,
I don't
why
know.
Do we have to have, I mean, I guess in PodFest this year, like, I know we have like, in a half hour, we have a VIP party, and then that's going to be an hour, and then we have a half hour until the big party. And, like, he kind of left some... He left you guys, like, an hour and a half for lunch and stuff, which is
right.
nice.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
like, why all the things? Like, last night we had this, and then we had this, and then we had Story Jam, and then, like, you're ready for bed. Do you think it's because they're afraid that people will leave the premises and not come back that day or something?
I think that there's also the thing of, like, wanting to keep people occupied. It's like... What is there to do? Like, you're supposed to...
And also, they've spent money to come,
right? Right, that you have to create all of these things. But you don't have to attend it. But I do feel that I have to... Like, yesterday, I felt so tired, like...
Then we're going to wrap it up, even though we were in mid-sentence, because there's some echo in the stage, and we don't want that. So, listen, this is Jessica Kupferman. I am here with Elsie Escobar. If you want to send us any feedback about today's show, you can send it to feedback@shepodcast.com. You
Correct.
Can find all our show notes at shepodcast.com. You can follow us on social, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram @shepodcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. Love you.
Mean it.
Bye.
Yay. I know. And scene.
And scene.